Hello, do you hear that? Well, I hope you're excited because this is something I didn't even know I was doing. I didn't even know I was going to do this until I did it. So here I am, and I need to say welcome to our first ever episode of Hello Demon Slayer. So this is my journey watching through Demon Slayer for the first time. I had seen the first episode a little while ago, so this is the first time I've done sort of this review slash discussion of a episode, with it being kind of a long time since I've seen it, and the reason for that is because my girlfriend's still on the fence about watching it with me, and so we haven't really had time to watch it together, but she's going to watch it a little bit more with me, and because of that, it makes it a little bit harder for me to watch it, and also just things have been real busy with Thanksgiving coming up and everything like that. But anyways, I actually really like the episode so far. I think, you know, I can't say like I'm hooked to the series or anything, you know, but I don't expect to be. I don't think any, like, it's pretty hard to like hook someone by the first episode. You know, you have like 24 minutes, and I can say though I'm highly interested, I'm highly engaged. I think the way that they mix the 2D art with the 3D art is amazing. And also, I was telling Abby this, like, she's my girlfriend if you didn't know, but like there's a few things that shows can do that, you know, that is just suited for me. It's like just something I personally love, and I think we all have that with different, you know, shows or just things that we like. One of those things is I absolutely love the snow. I think it's super pretty, and I think it's great to have a show that isn't afraid to get dark, isn't afraid to have blood, isn't afraid to have fighting, and then to pair that with something that's like really beautiful snow. You know, you have something that's very, you know, innocent looking and very pretty, and then you have something that's very deadly. I love the contrast in that. And anytime any show goes into the snow, I like it. It just elevates how much I like it. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's because I live in an area where I only see snow for maybe 1 or 2 days a year, and sometimes we don't even get that. Like, sometimes I'll go a whole year without seeing any snow. Sometimes it takes 2 or 3 years before I see snow. So maybe that has something to do with it. I don't know. But I really like just seeing snow. So that already is starting off on the right foot for me. And I'm gonna be sure to try to not to butcher these names, but yeah, so we have Tanjiro, who's like the main character. He's this boy who travels to this village from his house that's out in the middle of nowhere. Takes him a while to walk to the village. Everyone immediately loves him and says, well, it's not that they just immediately love him. They love him because he is, you know, you can tell by the way the story plays out that he has gone down to this village many times before. He sells many trades and skills to benefit the people. You can tell that he's very kind, he's very helpful, and you can tell that he's very well-liked and that he's earned a lot of respect among the people that he interacts with, which is great for a main character. I really like the main character so far. He seems like he has conviction, he's a nice guy, and just pretty cool overall. He can also smell really, like he has a great sense of smell. So I'm sure that will factor into things moving forward. It already factored into the first episode a little bit by him being able to smell blood. So he ran up to check up on his family, in which he saw that they're all brutally murdered, which I saw that coming, but I don't have a problem with seeing that coming because, you know, usually I don't like it when I can predict like story beats and stuff. But I mean, I'm not complaining at all about this. Like, I think it's perfectly like good for the story. I think like sometimes when you try so hard not to be cliche or try so hard not to be predictable, you can just ruin your story by doing something that's just stupid. And like, you could do something that's more random or something that no one ever predicted, but that doesn't mean that you wrote the story better. So it's like a weird balance between the two things. You have to have some things that are new and unpredictable, and you have to have some things that, you know, are just, even if they're a bit cliche or even if you see them coming, they just have to help service the story. And I think that this is one of those times. So still 100% on board. And yeah, Tanjiro is upset. Apparently he didn't know about demons. So my only question about this episode really comes down to the fact that him and his family, or at least he definitely didn't seem to know anything about demons. And it came to a shock to him when this old guy was telling him that he needs to stay inside because there are demons that run out at night and they can kill people. And the only hope of protection that they have is from demon slayers, you know, hence the title of the show. But I'm just very shocked. Like, I feel like if I was living in that world, or any world, where there are demons that come out at night and just rip apart through people, like, I just feel like I would have heard about it. Like, I feel like I would know about it. And I'm surprised that his family hasn't encountered any issues before, or they're not worried about demons. Like, I feel like, you know, did they not know about demons? Because I feel like if you're just, I don't know, maybe it's a thing where the demons are, like, maybe they used to be kind of like myth and legend, and they are just now resurfacing. And so maybe Tanjiro's family, you know, had thought this whole time, like, oh, it's just a, you know, it's just urban legend, nothing to worry about, you know, not a big deal. It's just something that, you know, parents tell their kids to scare them, keep them inside. And then after, you know, 100 years, because of some mysterious event, these demons have come back to, you know, start destroying people. And of course, the demon slayers would be the first to know that. Seems like the old guy knows something about the demon slayers, has some sort of connection with them. So, yeah, I don't know. Like, that's the only thing that I'm kind of curious, like, if they're ever going to dive more into or answer more. But outside of that, we got to see a new character. Well, I guess they're all new, technically, but we got to see one character I haven't seen in any of the promotional art, or I never really noticed, but it's this guy who, in the English dub, is voiced by Johnny Young Bosch, who voices Lelouch from Code Geass, Ichigo from Bleach, Rossio in Gurren Lagann, and Vash the Stampede, and ton of great, he's a great voice actor, and he's probably in my top three for, like, favorite male voice actors. So, you know, I just really loved hearing his voice there, and I thought he did a really good job, and his character's pretty cool so far. I liked how he seems very competent. He seems like he's probably gone through something similar as Tanjiro, and the reason why he's so mad and yelling at Tanjiro about the circumstances that he's in is because he's probably thinking in his head, like, you know, I used to be this kid, and so I'm trying to instill within him what he needs to become the person I am today so he becomes stronger. And maybe throughout the story he'll realize that Tanjiro becomes stronger, but not exactly the same way that he did, and it might help open up his eyes to see that he doesn't have to. It might give him a new perspective and kind of make it where he's maybe not as callous as, you know, he comes off sometimes. But regardless of, you know, how he is, he ended up not killing Nezuko. Yeah, he didn't end up killing her. Instead, he put this the bamboo scroll thing in her mouth, whatever that is. I don't know what it is. A mouthpiece to make it so she can't bite him or eat him. So there's that. Also, when she was trying to eat Tanjiro, it was crazy that she got big in size. I was not expecting that at all. For some reason, that's oddly creepy to me. Like, I think it's meant to be creepy, but I think that I feel like it's creepier than most people do. Like, Abby didn't mention that was creepy at all. I'm sure she felt like it was creepy, but I just felt, like, weirdly unsettling to me to see her slightly bigger than him. Like, in a way that was, like, unnatural. Not just, like, a bigger person, but she just seemed, it just seemed really weird. It was kind of like those Titans in Attack on Titan. Like, there's this one that Sasha runs into, and it's just barely a Titan. But it's like, you know, if that thing eats you, it's so much worse than just being swallowed whole by a giant Titan. It's like this little miniature one that would have to nibble on you bite by bite. So it just seemed, I don't know, it just seemed so weird to me. But I'm sure that there's going to be a lot of interesting demons in this show. I can imagine there's going to be a lot of different weird-looking and scary-looking demons, and that's probably something that Abby's not going to look forward to. And let's see. So it showed the opening at the end of the show, and the opening looked gorgeous. It looked amazing. The action looked amazing. I'm getting too excited. So Tanjiro has some sort of ability where he has a sword. It has, like, a tsunami effect, like with the water. And I think that's super cool. Growing up, I always sort of associated with fire for a while. And then, you know, I'm not huge into, like, astrology and the stars and everything. But, you know, my sign's a Scorpio. And I was like, okay, cool. So like Scorpios, you know, they seem like they're vicious and they could, you know, they could fight off things and stuff. So what's their element? And then I was shocked to realize that Scorpio's element isn't fire like I thought it would be. It's water. And at first I was like, man, water's lame. Why would I want water to be my element? But then, especially through watching like Avatar: The Last Airbender in combination with Sub-Zero from Mortal Kombat, I'm thinking like, actually water is really cool. And I identify more with water in general than fire. You know, a lot of people are talking about like that's lit or you gotta have that fire. But just the idea of water and being flexible and being fluid, being adaptable, being able to manipulate water where you not only have something that's super powerful that brings life to people, but something that, you know, if used correctly with, you know, responsibility, it could be very dangerous to people. You can manipulate ice, which I think is the coolest, is just having ice, like ice powers. Anyways, so that all of that long discussion is just me to say that Tanjiro's powers look super freaking awesome to me, and I can't wait to see more and to see if it's something that's connected with a sword. Actually, just mentioning that, it doesn't seem like Tanjiro, you know, it just seems like he's a human, and it doesn't seem like there's magic in the show, but there's demons. Like, demons is the fantasy element in the show, so I'm thinking that maybe the swords might be tied to demons, and his power comes from a curse in the sword. So it's not that Tanjiro is magic, it's that his sword is magic, and he has to utilize in some way how to like use this like captured demon in the sword or captured spirit in the sword to combat demons. So that's just my theory on that, which is lightly inspired by Seraph of the End because they have something similar to that. Let's see. I really don't like missing details when I record these because sometimes I'll finish and be like, yeah, that was a good episode. And I'm like, darn it, I forgot this crazy theory. And then the next time, like the next episode I'll watch, I like see that they mention it or they talk about it. I'm like, well, darn, if I say that, you know, I had that idea, no one's going to believe me now. So I definitely want to try to make sure I get everything, or I say everything that I want to say, but you know, I think that covers it for this episode. I'm excited to watch more, and yeah, everything is pretty good so far. And also, I know this is definitely a surprise episode, like I mentioned earlier. But really, what motivated me to do this is, and I'm not even sure if you're going to listen to this, but John, if you're listening to this, and Steven, if you're listening to this, I know that you both love Demon Slayer, so if no one else listens to it and you guys listen to it, then I super appreciate it. And, you know, even if you don't listen to it, that's fine too, just because you guys are just amazing people. And I just wanted to be sure that, you know, I always want to do as much as I can to not only like make Vindicated Entertainment better, but to also make sure that I'm making content that you enjoy. And I know that you both like Demon Slayer, so I'm super excited to be on this journey, and hopefully you are too. So thank you so much for all that you've done, all that you do, and just for being you. You're awesome. And to anyone else listening, you know, be sure to join us over in our Discord. You can find it on vindicatedentertainment.com. It's the website. You can see a bunch of games. We have a cool sale going on, or at least about to go on for Black Friday. And we have a cool YouTube community, all kinds of stuff. Be sure to come hang out. You can play some games with us on Twitch and all that fun stuff. Anyways, this is getting long-winded now. Stay awesome. Bye.